CBS News Brief. The first defense witness returns to the stand today at Donald Trump's hush money trial after tense moments yesterday. Legal contributor Ricky Kleeman.
The person that the jury most identifies with is the judge. So it's not a good thing for the defense to put on a witness where it's apparent that the judge is not pleased with that witness.
President Biden speaks out after the ICC's prosecutor asks for arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Let me be clear. Contrary to allegations against Israel made by the International Court of Justice, what's happening is not genocide. We reject that.
Fast-moving storms and tornadoes sweep Oklahoma and Kansas as Houston struggles to recover from last week's deadly weather.
Power's on, but the AC is not working, so I just don't understand why they would send us to school if the AC's not working, you know what I'm saying?
I can barely concentrate in the heat. Like, anytime I get too hot, usually I fall asleep.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The power's coming back on in southeast Wisconsin after a round of severe weather. We Energies reported about 4,000 homes and businesses without power during the worst of it this morning. Storms are forecast to possibly be even worse in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois on Tuesday. The leading Democrat in the Wisconsin Assembly says she thinks her party can take the majority this year. That would mean winning 52 seats.
It is a big lift for us to flip 15 seats in 1 year. No question. Do I think we're building the infrastructure to do it and have the candidates to do it? I do. I think it's entirely possible.
Representative Greta Neubauer told a WISP Politics luncheon last week that lawmakers will have to be more responsive to voters under new maps, no matter who wins. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose an extra inning. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Marlins 3-2 after 10 innings. Joe Ross only threw 15 pitches. Before leaving with a sore back, he's headed to IL. Manager Pat Murphy.
When you try to win a game and you lose a one-run ball game, you're going to tax your pen sometimes. So when your starter goes one, that's, you know, and we were in position to win. You know, this was like kind of a takeaway. You know what I mean? And credit to the Marlins, and they kept fighting, and credit to them.
The Crew is now 1-3 for the road trip. The Marlins have won 5 of their last 6. NFL. Vikings receiver Justin Jefferson skipping OTAs until he gets a new contract. Packers' Matt LaFleur asked if he needs a fourth quarterback behind Love, Sean Clifford, and rookie Michael Pratt in camp.
We'll see. It's pretty fluid, like it is every year. You know, different circumstances come up and then you adjust, but it is challenging to rep a bunch of quarterbacks. Just to divvy those out, it can be challenging.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in 2 different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today with the potential for a few strong to severe storms later this afternoon into tonight. Hail, wind, a tornado or two possible today. 66 will be the high. Be weather aware. Storms could develop and move in quickly later today. They will end late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
If your conversations always start with the weather, welcome to the Midwest Farm Report.
Boy, and I'll tell you what, on a Tuesday morning, it is important to talk about the weather. We've got some severe stuff moving into Wisconsin. Morning, everybody. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Really, no matter where you are in the state, you need to pay attention to the weather today. We've got all kinds of advisories and alerts out already. Dense fog advisory for most of our listening area until about 10 o'clock today. Some folks noticing more than others this morning. I know in the Madison area, it doesn't seem too bad, but you get out in the country and it's pretty thick. Western Wisconsin, you've got a flood watch that's out until about 9 o'clock tonight. You are expecting some heavy, heavy rainfall coming in from Minnesota right on into Wisconsin as the day unfolds. And we do have a chance that we could even see some tornadic activity, maybe even some hail. So a lot of things we're going to be talking about with our man Stu Muck, ag meteorologist, on the way this morning. Temperature-wise today, we'll probably be in the mid-70s by about lunchtime today, warmer into the afternoon and evening hours, and then strong storms are in the forecast starting tonight. We'll get more of those weather details with Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, on the way. We're also going to be talking about how you need to prepare for that severe weather. Even around the farm, stop and think about that loose door on the machine shed. If the wind catches hold of it, is it coming off? Just a couple tips from the weather managers at Rural Mutual Insurance on the way.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Conservation. It really does take a village to keep our soil in place for the next generation. I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn here in Eau Claire. I went to a roundtable event at Camp Kenwood on Lake Wissota, hosted by the Wisconsin Women in Conservation. I had the opportunity to talk to Rebecca Christoffel. She evaluates these roundtable events to find out what participants are learning so they can make the events even more worthwhile for the participants. We talked about the purpose of gathering women together in a roundtable form so they could learn from each other. But to start out, we talked about the program and how long it's been around.
It started out as a three-year project, and in year two, they were so pleased that they encouraged us to go for more funding, and it's now a five-year project. We are just in year four of the 5 years, and it actually is a Wisconsin NRCS-funded project, but has several nonprofit entities involved and is really a great coalition.
So what is the purpose of these events that the Wisconsin Women in Conservation helped put on?
Well, you know, this is all built on a model of how women learn best, and women learn best from each other. And in an atmosphere where there isn't a very hierarchical, this is the teacher and you are the students, right? You are the empty vessels that we're going to fill with our expert knowledge. Instead, each woman is regarded as an expert on her own land. And the women in these learning circles, so we all sit in a circle and introduce ourselves, talk about why conservation is so important to us, why our land means so much to us, and we learn from one another. So you have one person in the circle who has goats and wants to find out, you know, how to go about rotationally grazing those goats. Somebody else on the other side of the circle has had that and been doing that for years. And so those two people get to talk to each other and learn from one another. It really is a wonderful model of how women learn best. And that's why we hold these circles, because most women are not all that comfortable. They don't feel welcomed into agency offices when they are looking for some help.
You mentioned learning from each other about their different experiences, but there are some
connections with those government offices that do come in and do some presentations. What are some of those presentations that are brought to light here at the Learning Circle?
Well, normally what we do is we ask our professionals to be in the circle and to participate like everybody else does, but oftentimes they will bring some kind of a demonstration to show the women. So we've had a rainfall simulator at a number of events. We'll take people to see a conservation practice on the property in which we're having our meeting and talk to the landowner about that practice, what's worked well, what was kind of tricky or didn't work so well. So the conservation professionals, normally we ask them to not do presentations, but instead serve as a resource. And we find that the women, having those conservation professionals in the circle, they feel much more comfortable at breaks when we have opportunities for networking to go up to that conservation professional, have a one-on-one conversation with them.
And you're here with the Wisconsin Women in Conservation. You get to do some evaluating. Now, I don't know that it's the typical evaluations. What are they all about?
Well, so the evaluation is multi-tiered. So I do evaluate the events. And again, I said this was a grant-funded project. And one of the deliverables, one of the things, the outcomes we need is to show that women learned. So we ask them about their before meeting and after meeting knowledge. But we also ask them about, you know, did they gain an insight about their land during the meeting? And when did that happen? We ask them when they felt most engaged, when they felt least engaged. We ask them a lot about the networking opportunities and whether or not they felt that they had adequate time and that they met people that they would want to interact with again in terms of conservation on their land. So it's a very different kind of evaluation than you will often see. But we also evaluate our project. This is a big 5-year project, first in the nation, trying to build a network of women involved in conservation. And so this idea has already migrated to Minnesota. We're hoping it will also migrate to Michigan and Illinois and points, you know, east and west and south. So in the evaluation, I'm trying to best describe what has worked well in terms of the teams themselves, in terms of everybody's role, what kind of additional training might be helpful to people, and how we best can function in terms of our effectiveness at getting women involved in conservation and keeping this network going.
Evaluating the events. What have you found out from your evaluations?
Well, we found out, of course, women do learn at these events. And, you know, depending on where they came in terms of knowledge level, they might learn a little or they might learn a lot. We really want to get women to our meetings who have never been to a meeting before, right? Women who already have learned the system and can cope with, you know, maybe a system that isn't the most comfortable, but you know how to, I mean, again, I'm a woman in the natural resources field. I act differently, right, at work than I act at home. So those women, we already know, can be bilingual, right? They can do the man thing and they can do the more, you know, typically women kind of thing.
Nurturing. But I call it nurturing because I'm a nurturer. That's what I always go back to. I have to take care of things to the best of my ability.
And that's great.
Doesn't that roll right into being in conservation?
It sure does. And that's one of the gifts that women have, is that they have their brains when they're working. There's all sorts of cross between the hemispheres happening, lots and lots of activity. Men are much better at being very, very focused. And, you know, it's not that one is better than the other. They're both great. But the way that you interact with folks and get them involved differs. If it's somebody who's laser focused versus somebody who's considering all the relationships that they have to balance in terms of their land, as well as all of the various responsibilities they have.
Well, I think that it'd be beneficial to find out where we can find out more about Wisconsin Women in Conservation. Do you guys have a website even?
Of course. So all you have to go to is WIWIC.org. So it's WIWIC.org. And it will have the events, it will have information about the project, it will have resources for you, everything you've wanted to know. We have blogs and podcasts. It's a great resource.
And that was Rebecca Christoffel, part of, She is part of Wisconsin Women in Conservation at their roundtable event at Camp Kenwood. And I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn here in Eau Claire.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Farm 877-301-3276. Forgive me, Linda from Reeseville. Already a quarter of an inch of rain. Go ahead and let me know what you've got coming, because more is on the way. That's why we're talking with Abby Weiss. She's a claims director for Rural Mutual Insurance, and she says that today, while you can, before all the rough weather shows up, probably a good thing to prepare for severe weather.
So several things that you can do around the farm to be prepared for the season. I mean, know what you have. Create an inventory of what you have and where, so that if you have a catastrophic event where you lose an entire building, or you know, you have that in place ahead of time so that you can refer back to it and say, this is exactly what I have, or here's a video of what I had. You can also, you know, tidy up any loose ends. You know, is there a barn door that's been loose and you want to secure it before you have a wind event?
Yeah, Abby Weiss, Director of Claims with Rural Mutual Insurance, on how you can prepare before the storm. Now, to be honest, there is severe weather forecast for some of Wisconsin. If you become a victim of severe weather. Abby Weiss says, remember, you can file a claim or contact your agent anytime.
Know how to report a claim. I mean, if you have an event and you have to call on us, know how to get a hold of us. You can either reach out to your local agent. You can report a claim online. You can call our 800 number to report a claim. It doesn't have to be during normal business hours. We also have an after-hour service that monitors those calls and will escalate something to us if it needs to be escalated, something like a fire in a building or, you know, a complete loss of a structure. Those things do get escalated and you will get a call after hours.
Just so you know, again, Abby Weiss, she's one of the directors of claims for Rural Mutual Insurance. Just asking you, you know, think about it. Be prepared. Have a game plan and then have those phone numbers ready if something should come around. Let's pivot now, talk weather. Stumach Ag meteorologist joining us this morning, and my rainfall reporters are on the job. Already an inch and a half of rain in Friendship. I think they moved the decimal point. I don't think that Theresa got 9 inches of rain, probably 0.9. An inch north of Burnett, David in Burlington said 9/10 of an inch of rain, about an inch. Dennis by Brownsville, what do you got, buddy? Hang on, Stu. Buddy, I tell you what, why don't you go ahead and call me in studio? Call me in studio. Looks like we got something that didn't get hooked up with a computer change yesterday. Call me in the studio. Stu Mike will be back with that very important weather forecast next.
June Dairy Month is right around the corner, and Erica Shade, Community and Schools Manager for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, highlights why Wisconsin dairy is so important and how you can join in on the fun.
Wisconsin has always been the leader of dairy, setting a really high standard for milk quality, conservation, and sustainability. Wisconsin crafts nearly half of the nation's specialty cheese and provides $45.6 billion to the Wisconsin economy, which is more than Florida citrus and Idaho potatoes even combined. Wisconsin provides 157,000 jobs just in the dairy sector, and that's fueling the economy at $86,000 per minute. So we're really into the whole America's Dairyland because of how much our dairy is contributing to the state economy. So we have over 70 events happening throughout the month of June, and we encourage people to discover to celebrate Wisconsin dairy by visiting wisconsindairy.org.
Head to their website to see a map of all of the June Dairy Month celebration scenario.
All right, let's check in with Stu Mocker, Ag Meteorologist, for the important weather details today, buddy.
All right, well, we have to talk of low pressure around eastern Nebraska, going to move pretty sharply northeast today from Nebraska across Iowa right up through Minnesota, maybe just grazing the northwest edge of Wisconsin on its way up into Canada. Well, we have rainfall around, no doubt, spreading up through northern Iowa, already into southwest Wisconsin. There's a flood warning all through eastern Minnesota, eastern Iowa, far western Wisconsin as well, and a dense fog advisory in the eastern half of Wisconsin till 10 a.m. today. Rain developing in the west will spread east today. Rain amounts, especially in that west and the central part of the state, upwards of another inch or two could become the possibility during the day today. Further east and south, maybe a half or three quarters of an inch of possibility. Winds are going to become a factor today. They will increase and stay strong into the nighttime. We heard about securing barn doors and things. Today is the day to be ready for that, as those winds really will kick up. The rain will come to an end, and as we head through Wednesday and Thursday, sunshine returns. Temps will be a little bit cooler Wednesday behind all of this, but head back to normal and above by Thursday and Friday. A small rain chance popping up late in the day Friday again. Nothing like we have seen or will see today, but a little rain chance could sprinkle in just to wrap up the week. So today, mostly cloudy, fog in the east, and rain already in the west. I expect showers and even thunderstorms to spread in from southwest to northeast in the day. Temps in the upper 70s or even around 80. Southeast winds 5 to 15, gusting near 30. Showers and thunderstorms last into the night with mostly cloudy skies ending from west to east. We fall into the lower 50s. South and southwest winds 5 to 15, gusting to 30. We come west late, and then already by Wednesday, I'd expect to see more sunshine build in. Very low 70s. West winds still a bit gusty and sunny on Thursday. Pam temps in the upper 70s. Southwest winds about 5 to 10.
All right, good deal. Thanks to Stu Mocker, Ag Meteorologist.
the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. This week, we're looking at the reasons why people don't vote. A 2020 survey by political research site 538.com found that many just don't like the candidate. Some have to wait in line for hours, and some, well, they just don't think their vote makes a difference. In fact, a perception that voting wouldn't make a difference is one of the biggest reasons that people don't bother to vote. Another survey by NPR, also done in 2020, looked at that in detail. It found that 80% of non-voters thought that traditional parties and politicians didn't care about them, and 66% thought that voting in elections didn't really affect how decisions were made in the country. And 53% of non-voters said it didn't matter who was elected president because nothing would really change for people like them. Both surveys found that the number of non-voters increased as income decreased. NPR found that in household incomes of $50,000 or less, 43% of citizens surveyed were non-voters. 52% of non-voters don't have a high school education. Non-voters are likely to be young and more likely not to be married. Non-voters in both surveys said that they were more likely to vote if Election Day were a national holiday, as proposed in the Freedom to Vote Act and John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. Both bills were blocked by conservatives in the U.S. Senate. Links to articles and the surveys can be found at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
CBS News Brief. The first defense witness returns to the stand today at Donald Trump's hush money trial after tense moments yesterday. Legal contributor Ricky Kleeman.
The person that the jury most identifies with is the judge. So it's not a good thing for the defense to put on a witness where it's apparent that the judge is not pleased with that witness.
President Biden speaks out after the ICC's prosecutor asks for arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Let me be clear. Contrary to allegations against Israel made by the International Court of Justice, what's happening is not genocide. We reject that.
Fast-moving storms and tornadoes sweep Oklahoma and Kansas as Houston struggles to recover from last week's deadly weather.
Power's on, but the AC is not working, so I just don't understand why they would send us to school if the AC is not working, you know what I'm saying?
I could barely concentrate in the heat. Like, anytime I get too hot, usually I fall asleep.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The power's coming back on in southeast Wisconsin after a round of severe weather. We Energies reported about 4,000 homes and businesses without power during the worst of it this morning. Storms are forecast to possibly be even worse in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois on Tuesday. The leading Democrat in the Wisconsin Assembly says she thinks her party can take the majority this year. That would mean winning 52 seats.
It is a big lift for us to flip 15 seats in 1 year, no question. Do I think we're building the infrastructure to do it and have the candidates to do it? I do. I think it's entirely possible.
Representative Greta Neubauer told a WISP Politics luncheon last week that lawmakers will have to be more responsive to voters under new maps, no matter who wins. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
the Brewers lose an extra inning.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Marlins 3-2 after 10 innings. Joe Ross only threw 15 pitches. Before leaving with a sore back, he's headed to IL. Manager Pat Murphy.
When you try to win a game and you lose a one-run ball game, you're going to tax your pen sometimes. So when your starter goes one, and we were in position to win. You know, this was like kind of a takeaway. You know what I mean? And credit to the Marlins, and they kept fighting, and credit to them.
The crew is now 1-3 for the road trip. The Marlins have won 5 of their last 6. NFL, Vikings receiver Justin Jefferson skipping OTAs until he gets a new contract. Packers' Matt LaFleur asked if he needs a fourth quarterback behind Love, Sean Clifford, and rookie Michael Pratt in camp.
We'll see. It's pretty fluid like it is every year. You know, different circumstances come up and then you adjust, but it is challenging to rep a bunch of quarterbacks. Just to divvy those out, it can be challenging.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today with the potential for a few strong to severe storms later this afternoon into tonight. Hail, wind, a tornado or two possible today. 66 will be the high. Be weather aware. Storms could develop and move in quickly later today. They will end late tonight. Time meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. Come wake up with me weekday morning 6 till 9 for local news and timeless hits. We'll also be talking with the folks who make our community what it is. That's weekday mornings here on WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
If your workout includes baling hay and pitching pens, then you'll be comfortable right here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Well, some of your work today is going to be managing around the weather. It does not look like Wisconsin is going to remain dry anywhere. Western Wisconsin, Northwest Wisconsin, they really could see some measurable rain. They're talking about short-term flooding in some areas. The rest of us will start off with a dense fog advisory. Once that burns off, we still have scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. Possibility for strong storms beginning around bedtime tonight. So you're going to have to stay vigilant on what's happening with weather in your area. Today, the daytime highs probably touching out in the upper 70s by about the drive home this afternoon. And then, like we said, cooling off overnight when that severe weather starts moving in. Tomorrow, our daytime highs probably not much better than the upper 60s, but it does look like we've got a good chance of staying dry on Wednesday. I'm Pam Yankee. Thanks so much for joining us on this, the 21st day of May. What can I tell you? On this day in 1932, Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly solo nonstop across the Atlantic. Yesterday, we talked about Charles Lindbergh. Today, it's Amelia Earhart. Of course, you don't necessarily think about that flight first, but instead her final flight that would happen 5 years later when she disappeared. And it remains an unsolved mystery. But on this day, in 1932, she crossed the Atlantic. Happy birthday today to 80s. I think it was the 80s when he was big on television. Mr. T. He's 72 years young today. And now you know. Well, I'm not making light of the weather today. That is for sure. We've got some severe stuff that's rolling in. And you know what? There's a lot of collaboration when it comes to weather, not just in Wisconsin, nationwide and around the world. Your rain gauge and NASA may have more in common than you think. Charity Seebecker has an interesting story about that partnership that's providing you information you never even realized you needed.
When you think about NASA, the first images that probably come to your mind are astronauts floating in space, rockets launching into the sky, or maybe even distant planets that are just waiting to be explored. However, NASA's contributions extend far beyond those realms of space. In fact, they play a crucial role in supporting farmers here on Earth every day. And through advanced satellite technology and data analysis, NASA provides essential information that helps our farmers to monitor crop health, predict weather patterns, and so much more. Brad Dorn, NASA Agriculture Lead, says this support ensures sustainable agriculture practices are possible and enhances food security worldwide.
NASA's been collecting observations from of the Earth for, 50 years. And so many of those observations are directly relevant and applicable to agriculture industry, starting with our weather satellites in the early days to our Earth-observing satellites like Landsat. And so that really started and really was amplified by the agriculture industry and the need for global food supply information. And so today, these observations, many of them designed, from sensors designed and wanted by agronomists, are directly relevant to how producers need the information, what information they need. And one of the things about satellites is they're always on. Our satellites, NASA satellites, are always on. So it gives you that time step, season to season, within season, year to year, decade to decade. And so you can monitor those changes. So it's these questions that come up like, hey, hey, you know, I've been doing conservation ag for 20 years. Why aren't I not getting credit for all that? Well, NASA satellites have been up there that long. We could actually assess, you know, those changes over the years if people want. So that's a key value of the satellite data that we have.
And you mentioned with that, there's a lot of things that the agronomists want to know, the farmers want to know, soil moisture levels, crop health indicators, things like that you guys are also watching, correct?
Yeah. Water is a key one, and a key one we can monitor. We've been monitoring the water cycle for decades, and so understanding and having observations on each part of the water cycle helps us constrain those models so that we understand what exactly is going on in the changes that we're seeing. Is that a real change? Is that an anomaly? Is that caused by something? And the only way we're going to get better predictions of water availability, too, is by having these observations so we can predict into the future. Sustainable ag must include economic sustainability. And so are we producing, you know, the yields that we want, maybe with less input? And that's what the satellites are really valuable for doing.
Once again, that's NASA Agriculture Lead Brad Dorn along with us. As you can tell, their work is as vital here at home on Earth as it is in the cosmos. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Thanks, Charity. It is kind of crazy how NASA has become such an important part of production agriculture. They are going to be launching another satellite this year that should give them even more information about soil moistures here in the United States and around the world. And keep in mind that the World Ag Supply Demand Reports, that's another critical area that depends on NASA and their world imagery on what's happening with growing seasons around the world to get a better estimate on production for the world. So good piece, Charity. We appreciate it. All right, markets in overnight electronic trade this morning are in tough shape. We had a good day on Monday, but everything went sour overnight. Currently in overnight electronic trade, December corn's down 4 at 480. November beans down 7 right now at 1209. July wheat's unchanged at 689. Dairy markets yesterday, the barrel cheese dropped a penny and a half down to 211. 40-pound block cheese was down 2 1/4 at 192. But there goes that AA butter again. Again, consumers, something you want to pay attention to. Butter in Chicago yesterday sold 2 1/4 cents higher at 309 1/4 per pound. Now, I always say, remember, that's in the marketplace. That does not include the transportation to get it to the grocery store or their markup. So 309 1/4 per pound for butter in Chicago. We might be talking about butter with John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He's just around the corner. One other tidbit I wanted to bring to you is that our Wisconsin farmers have done a pretty good job capitalizing on the weather that was field ready. So they had about 5 days of tillable field work that was available last week, given the weather. 66% of our corn is in the ground. 57% of our soybeans have been planted. 81% of our oats have already been sowed. Winter wheat, 5% is already headed out. So we are ahead of our five-year average. 82% of our potatoes are in the ground. First cutting of alfalfa has happened for 8% of the state. And as far as conditions are concerned, the oats, 71% good to excellent. The wheat, 86% good to excellent. And the potatoes, 87% good to excellent. So that's nice to hear in front of all these storms that we're going to be getting. Wisconsin milk production also went up in the month of April. The latest numbers from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service show Wisconsin produced about 2% more milk this year than we did last year. And we're the exception, not the rule. The 24 major dairy producing states as a group saw flat milk production. Here's the other interesting number to keep an eye on. Across the United States, there are approximately 8.89 million head of dairy cows out there. That's 55,000 head less than April a year ago. Total number of milk cows on farms in the U.S., 9.34 million. That's 74,000 less than April of last year. That is a trend that we need to keep an eye on. Trends like that, it's exactly what he's keeping an eye on. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us live next.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. Of course, we'll follow the Bucks through the playoffs and bring you Badgers and Packers when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clements, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Eight-tenths of an inch are in, and more reports are streaming in this morning. Again, 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. Time now to dial up our friend John Heimberg, Market Advisor, Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. And I want to say thank you to our engineer, Trevor, that's taking care of some of our technical issues here in studio so we can talk to John, because he's got a lot to bring to the table. Holy Moses, John, yesterday I was watching the commodities. They looked pretty healthy. This morning, everything falling apart at the seams. What is going on? Did I miss an international headline?
Well, welcome to summer planting season, growing season volatility starting to kick in pretty heavily here as we go through things. Now, yesterday was the wheat market again. We've been talking about that in the past. Got a lot of concerns regarding the Russian crop, and they're the world's largest exporter of wheat. They kind of set the global price. And so the market's a little concerned, and we saw the funds get out of those short positions in the wheat market. Kind of got back to fairly square overall. And so yesterday we had, again, just more concerns regarding that crop as well as the plains in terms of the hard red winter belt staying on the drier side. So all of a sudden we see wheat futures jump, touch limit higher for the first time since the Ukraine invasion, just to show you how much volatility can fly into that wheat market quickly before falling back a few pennies on the close. Now we need to see, we got crop ratings last night, winter wheat crop still about 45 or 49% good to excellent. We did get that Kansas wheat tour last week. It actually showed a pretty good crop out there, larger than what the USDA was pegging. So again, wheat market can be one of those ones that trades quickly with in terms of money flow and volatility. Traders like to jump in and out of that futures very, very fast sometimes, and we're seeing that. Now, that spilled over, helped out corn yesterday, but and then soybeans as well just kind of followed suit on some money flow into the soybean market with good strength in bean oil. But now we got crop progress last night. Planting is on pace, basically, for the five-year average, even with all the concerns and wetness. You know, corn planted yesterday or came out yesterday at 70% planted, 71% is a five-year average. Okay, we jumped 21%, which is a big move. That's one of the larger moves we've seen in quite a while as producers just got pushed. And soybeans are actually ahead of pace by 3%, 52 versus 49. You know, we're still got a couple areas we got to watch. There's still some wetness out there. Maybe that last 10, 15% might get very difficult to get in. So we'll have to see how that kind of plays out in the marketplace. But with that hot, dry weather we had over the last handful of days before this rain, producers got the pedal to the metal, got some beans and corn on the ground.
John Heimberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us live this morning. I want to remind you about their website, totalfarmmarketing.com. That's where you'll find a biography on John, learn a little bit more about the company in general, and see the tools that are available. You want to talk to John and get a strategy together. His number, 800-334-9779. That's 800-334-9779. So, John, how long is this volatility going to be in the marketplace? I mean, like you alluded to, it is summer, so things like this are happening. We're going into a holiday weekend, too. That doesn't help settle things down.
Yeah, you know, actually, we hit a stretch after Memorial Day, then we get Juneteenth, and we get the 4th of July, so we get three-day weekends and basically 5-6 weeks. So that just adds to that volatility. Obviously, if we get the corn crop in the ground, the focus is going to turn to weather. Now, right now, weather, even though it's wet, things do better wet than they do dry, you know, in that regard. So that'll kind of keep the mindset that we got a greenhouse type event out there and the market could look at being fairly defensive, especially, you know, how with this crop developing. Crop ratings, I think, will be very key when we start watching those come out here in the first part of June. So we'll start seeing those numbers. Emergence is actually very good, actually ahead of pace for corn and soybeans at this time frame. So the stuff that got in early is doing well. The biggest question we'll have to watch is the conditions. You know, a lot of guys may be mudding us in a little bit, and that's not the best conditions. That'll come out down the road in terms of maybe some yield drag there. We'll have to keep an eye on it. But again, the biggest thing is as we get into summertime, the volatility stays in this market because we can have a quick, you know, hot flash. We get a drought jump, and things of that nature. It just makes it difficult. Producers, set your targets, find your levels. If the market runs, hits your targets, you know, sell the grain. You know, don't sit there and try to hit the home run when we need to get a few base hits probably this year with the way the market conditions and the supply and demand conditions look.
John, let's talk a little bit. We're heading into Memorial weekend, kind of considered the beginning of the grilling season. You said you were watching the cattle market a little bit yesterday. What's going on with beef?
Yeah, cattle market's actually been on a really nice run on the money flow side, as well as good support in the fundamentals. Choice carcasses, yesterday at midday, we're trading $314 per pound on a choice carcass. That comes out as our highest level since March. So we've been kind of waiting for that retail value to kind of kick in, you know, the spring grilling demand, summer grilling demand, you know, with Memorial Day right around the corner, that may be what's going on. Your retailers stocking up on supplies so they can get their, you know, their sales flyers out there for Memorial Day. So that's helped push this market. We saw a nice jump in cash trade here this last week as well, $3 to $4 higher in cash, even some dress trade poking at the 300 level in some regions in the north. So that was good to see. Then we got some follow through, obviously, with the market. Now, we'll see if we're topping out a little bit here. Retail values did soften a little at the end of the day yesterday. So maybe that run could be over. We'll have to see. But if that trend continues, and the biggest thing I'm watching is the money flow. Last year, funds were over 100,000 contracts long at this time frame. This year they're sitting about 30 to 40,000 long. So there's some room if they say, hey, I want to own cattle, they can push into this market and give it some run. And we've seen that with commodities this year. They dive in, dive out, move the market very, very quickly, and put some prices in. Sometimes, again, not compared to where fundamentals should have them.
What about outside influences? Is there any other place they'd rather have their money right now? I mean, you look at the Dow, it's down this morning too.
Yeah, the Dallas had a heck of a run here too. Fell off, rallied again on the most recent inflation data and possibility of the Fed cutting rates in September. We'll see about that. Looks like we've actually topped out a little bit here with a couple reversal points the last handful of days. So that might be getting done. But the commodity markets have been strong now, maybe getting overstretched. Now, it's not the ag commodities all the time. You know, we've had a heck of a move in orange juice. We had a heck of a move in gold, silver, copper, things like that. I've just seen money pour into it. We talked about the cocoa story, you know, a few weeks ago. And it just seems like money just dives into certain commodities. If there's a hot headline, wheat may be that headline right now. So we'll have to watch that here. But, you know, that's how the things kind of flow around. The money just seems to move very, very quickly. And that's kind of the world we are with the computer trading that we see.
Yeah. Hard to keep your eyes on the screen when it goes that fast. Good enough, John. I appreciate it. Have a good Memorial weekend, buddy. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday, all right?
Sounds good. Have a good week.
All right, John Heinberg joining us live on a Tuesday morning. Again, remember their website, totalfarmmarketing.com. That's a great place with a lot of great resources. And as always, you can always pick up the phone and call John, totalfarmmarketing.com or 800-334-9779, 800-334-9779, or email him directly, John H. at totalfarmmarketing.com. Along with us on a Tuesday, putting you ahead of the trade. Good luck. Be careful out there, and don't forget, use our talk text line. Let me know what's happening in your backyard with the weather coming our way.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 12th year. Kids aged 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
A new tool for more precise fertilizer applications today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A new app allows farmers to make more informed decisions about fertilizer use. The Fertilizer Recommendation Support Tool is designed to make soil test data more transparent and soil testing more user-friendly overall. Nathan Slayton, a professor at the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture, was part of the team that developed the app.
What we have noticed, and not just recently, but this has been a problem for years, is that states that basically share the same weather patterns, the same soils, the same production systems, often have different fertilizer recommendations, and that's even if they're using the same soil test methods.
Slayton says the app can help farmers be better environmental stewards as well.
One of the major problems from an environmental standpoint is putting nutrients out where they don't belong. So if we can think back to the 4R mentality, right nutrients, right source, right place, figuring out whether or not the crop is going to respond to fertilization is extremely important for responsible nutrient management.
Learn more at soiltestfrst.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. If you've got credit card debt, you are not alone. 61% of Americans do. This is the most in history. And today's average credit card interest rate is almost 28%. I hear about this every day. And when I see that many of us paying that much in interest, I get pretty mad. 25 to 30% interest, that is loan shark territory. I mean, how much money do these companies actually need? They deserve some profit for lending money, but come on. Me and the 6 million members at Work Money, the not-for-profit I run, we think hard work should earn us a good life. We tell companies and political leaders, and credit card companies in particular, they should do the right thing by everyday folks. You should join us. Text MONEY to 88285. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 88285 for info and tips on affordable living. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The defense will continue to present its case at former President Trump's hush money trial.